Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir should be a special schuss for Arvin Arvin Rasi Sheyichyu. So much to you, Rabbi Shneir, so much to Mordechai. Chayav Chavit Pega, Bas Michal Vizbasia. Rabbi Michal David, Minister Liba. So Shafal Yisrael. And learning Parashas Vayelech. Based on the Torah of Rav Rabbi Agon Agadol Muflag Amuflag. Manzat Sal. Vayikra Moshe Leshu V'yamre Lav L'Nikol Yisrael Chazak V'matz Ki Atah Sabu Asa Amazel L'Aretz Shenish Ba'ashem Avoysam L'Ose Yislahem V'atah Tanchilena Osam. Moshe called Yoshua and he said to him in the sight of all of Israel, be strong and courageous. For you shall go with this people to the land which Hashem has sworn to their fathers to give them, and you shall cause them to inherit it. Rashi writes, "Arei at eol im ama hadein Moshe mal Yeshua's kenem shordu yimach hakol fidaitin vatzasim kol shbrachu amal Yeshua ki ata sabu esabi es bnei Yisrael aretz Hashem shbati lehem tavi al korchem tomaka lehachat kat koydem daber echad ledor ve'ein shnei daborim." Lador, Rashi says, as the Targum translates, "Arei ate ol imam adein, you shall go with this people." Moshe, by this statement, "you shall go with this people," as one of them said in effect, Yoshua, the elders' generation will be with you. Everything has to be done according to their opinion, their advice. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, however, said to Yoshua, later in verse 23, this is verse 7, he said, Pasuk Chav Gimel, "For you shall bring, you shall bring, tavi, the children of Israel, which they surrounded, and you shall bring them even against their will. Everything depends on you alone. If necessary, take a stick and beat them over the head. There can be but one leader for a generation, and not two leaders for a generation. Dabar echad lador, ve'ein shnei daborim lador." It's a sugya and Sanhedrin, and avches amud aleph. It's very difficult to understand l'chora. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is also talking from Hashem. It's also Torah. How is it pshat possible that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying different than Hashem? Moshe says, no, you're going to go with them. Call of Pidatan Vatsasan, according to the day and the eights of the Zikni Ador. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, forget about the Zikanim. There's only one leader. Forget about the Zikanim. Very difficult to understand. Discussed by the Kri Yakar over here, by the Briskirov, Ala Torah, and others. However, in the Mizrahi, and the Marashan Sanhedrin, they write that Moshe is giving Yoshua an Eitzah. He's giving Yoshua an Eitzah. An Eitzah is to consult with the Zikni Hador. And that Hashem says, Ki Savi Esa'am, is Divrei Hashem Yoshua. Hashem is saying, no, it's all Talui in you. In other words, Hashem is telling Moshe Yoshua the facts, and Moshe is just giving an Eitzah. It's also difficult to understand. Moshe is also Torah. So the bottom line is, how is Moshe saying different from Hashem? Hashem says, it's you. And Moshe is saying, no, you take counsel with the Zikni Ador. Well, Beikar Divrei HaGemara L'chor, it's hard to understand. It says, Es Ha'am. Pasuk says, Ki Atas, who's the Am? The Am is apparently the nation. And then if you look in Rashi, who's the Am? The Am is not the nation. The Am are the Zikanim. So how can that be pshat in the Pasuk? How can Am be the Zikanim when in Pashtus the Am is the nation. So it's hard to understand. So where do Chazal see the Zakenim in the Am? Also, the Kli Yagar asks, and other differences between Divrei Moshe Liyoshu and Divrei Hashem Liyoshu and Pasuk Chav Gimel. Here it says, Ki Ata Sabo Es Ha'am, and there it says, Ki Ata Sabi Es B'nei Yisrael. Why here Am, there B'nei Yisrael? Here it says, Al Ha'aretz Asher Nishba Hashem La'avotam. There it says, Al Ha'aretz Asher Nishbati Lahem. What's the difference? Why here La'avotam? Why there Asher Nishbati Lahem? Here it says Vatatan Chilen Osam. There it doesn't say Atatan Chilen Osam. Just Anochi Ayeimach. Nothing about Vatatan Chilen Osam. So the Kli Yagar explains the differences. So we're going to say as follows: B'siyata D'shmaya. It says in Pasuk Yedalid, Ve'omer Hashem Moshe, and Karvi Yamecha Lamos Kras Yoshua V'siyatsu V'omoid V'atzvena V'yelach Moshe V'yoshua V'siyatsu V'omoid. Hashem says to Moshe, your days are coming close to dying. Call Joshua. Stand in all Moed, and I'm going to command you. Moshe goes, and Yoshua, and they stand in all Moed. Rashi says that it says, Va'atzavenu, and I'll command you. Va'azarzenu. I will mizariz you, give you alacrity, give you a push. The Mizrachim, the Gurariyah, explain. Rashi says Vatzavenu means Vatzarzenu, because we don't find that he commanded them anything. He was just Mizariz him. He says Chazak Vamatz. So Chazak Vamatz is a Zeirus, is a push. But it's not a command. So Mimela, Rashi explained that Atzavenu means Azarzenu. The Ramban writes on Rashi that you don't have to say as Rashi did. Because later on Hashem says, Chosuchav Gimel Chazak Vamat Ki Ata Savi is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to be strong and courageous, because you're going to bring the land into the nation into Eretz Yisrael. So it's a mitzvah if Moshe Rabbeinu was lazy. Bichai Misa. Ayin Shem Divrei Ramban. We have to say that Rashi's learning that the Tzibui was already said in Pasuk Zayin, Vayikra Moshe Lashuvah, and we love the Nekol Yisrael Chazak V'amatz. And this is the Tzibui of Torah. Like everything Moshe Rabbeinu says in Parshas, in Sefer Tevarim. These are mitzvahs, and if you're over your chayv misa. And therefore, this is a zeirus. Therefore, Rashi's learning. But it's in the pasuk Gedal, of Yom Hashem Moshe. And Karbi Yamech Alam is Kashua Vesatsu Matsevenu Mitzvazarzen. Because the tzivui, the command, was already given in pasuk Zion earlier. We have to understand what's the zeirus. What's the zeirus over here in pasuk Gedal? That Hashem is like giving a push. When we already have the command in Pasuk Zayin, Mipi Hashem Etaras Hashem. Again, what Moshe says is Dvar Hashem. So what's the Zeirus after we already commanded? Yisod HaKushik V'Amar HaAlshich. And also, Sof Sof, it says Vatzavenu. What does Vatzavenu mean? It means I'll command you, not Vatzarzenu. It's not a Zeirus, it's a command. Not an exhortation. It's a mitzvah. And anyway, it's difficult to understand. Since it says there's a kriya to come to the Al-Moed, Kevan, שנאמר שהקריאה לבוא לאוהל מועד הייתה כדי לצוות את יהושע, מהי כל האריכות המבוארת בפסוקים ט"ז עד כ"ב, מה שיהיה לאחר בואם לארץ ישראל ועזבם את מצוות השם? So what was pshat? Why was Yehoshua being called to Ohel Moed? To be mezaris him, to be mitzav him. And then we have Psukim Tezayin to Chav Beis. In other words, after it says, Kras Yehoshua b'siyatsu, v'atzavenu al b'mezaris him, so what happens? What are they told? They're told that they're going to go serve Avodah Zarah. That's the Zeris, that they're going to go serve Avodah Zarah. This is not a tzivui to Yehoshua. This is telling you what's going to happen in the future. Tzivui is in Patzuk Chav Gimel. Vayitzav Hashem es Yehoshua binun, v'yom chazak v'amatz, ki atasav yitzpnei tzol et shen spati lam v'anokhi ha'imach. So what's the Vatzavenu? How can Vatzavenu be relating to what it says further? That he's just saying that the Jews are going to go serve Avodah Zarah. So we have a whole list of kashas here. So it appears as follows. Al-Sheikh asks, the Jewish will answer a whole bunch of questions with another question. Why did Hashem need, in order to command Yehoshua, that Moshe should call him? Hashem could speak to Yehoshua himself. Hashem tells Moshe to call Yehoshua. Let Hashem speak to Yehoshua directly. What does he need Moshe to be the intermediary for? We know that he was a Navi. In the end, Hashem is speaking to him. He says, you're going to bring the Jewish people into Eretz Yisrael. So Hashem is speaking to him. So why does he need Moshe Rabbeinu to be the middleman? And also, before he commands Yehoshua, why does he need to tell Moshe, oh, you're about to die? From the time he captured Sichon and Og, already earlier, it says Vitzavis Yehoshua. And there it wasn't Karva Yamech Alamos. Oh, because Karva Yamech Alamos, we have to command Yehoshua. Even before Karva Yamech Alamos, he had to command Yehoshua. So from this it would appear that the Yisod of the Parasha is that just like Moshe Rabbeinu was giving the Torah, like it says Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi, in other words, he is the Nosein, and only through him the Torah is coming to the Jewish people. So to hear, it says in the Parsha, that like Abay Eretz Yisrael, and meriting Eretz Yisrael, the character of Yehoshua is like Moshe, with respect to giving the Torah. In other words, he is Mizaka, the Jewish people, in Eretz Yisrael. How do we get Eretz Yisrael? We get Eretz Yisrael through Yehoshua. That's how we get Eretz Yisrael. Through Yehoshua. And for this reason, just like it says here to Moshe, the future, that the Jewish people are going to leave the Torah, they're going to serve idols. And that's because Moshe Rabbeinu is considered the giver of the Torah forever. And therefore he's the Baal Din. He is the plaintiff, or the defendant, the litigant, on what is going to be in the future in relationship to the preservation of Torah and mitzvahs by the Jewish people. So too by Yehoshua, in relationship to Eretz Yisrael. He's the one who is mezaka, the Jewish people, in Eretz Yisrael. And what's going to be in Eretz Yisrael in the future is an inyan of Yehoshua. And he is the litigant to know this matter. And therefore it says in Psukim Tazayin Tachav Aleph, the future that is connected to Torah and Eretz Yisrael, in one sefer together with Moshe and Yeshua, because they are shaykh to Torah and Eretz Yisrael. So these psukim are talking about what's going to happen with Torah and Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael are not going to keep the Torah. So merely you need Moshe and Yeshua. Because the Torah is given through Moshe, and Eretz Yisrael is given through Yehoshua. and therefore needs to be told to both of them. And that it says in Pesukim Chav Beis and Chav Gimel, the outcome of the Mashmos HaDvarim, of the meaning of what it says until now. Chav Beis it says, Vayichtov Moshe Tzashir Azuz B'yam Hu V'yalam Yuz B'nei Yisrael. In other words, what was said until now was Shayach to Torah, that's the Inyan of Moshe. And we said the Inyan of Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu, was mischayev by what it says in the earlier Pesukim. That the writing of the Shira should be the Lamdas B'nai Yisrael. You're going to go off the Torah. You're going to veer from the Torah. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to write down this Torah. Because the Jewish people are going to veer from the Torah. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu, as the conduit to which the Torah was given, was commanded, now, Kisvil Chemza Shira Zos, teach it to the Jewish people. And this should be an aid. Mantieli Ashir is also aid B'vnei Yisrael. And that's through Moshe Rabbeinu. When he writes the Shira is Hazinu. And then all the other Chiddush is that Yeshua is giving the Jewish people Eretz Yisrael. And that it says in Pasuk Chav Gimel, Vayitzavis Yehoshua ben Nun, Yerba Chazak v'amat ki etasav yis b'nei Yisrael al aretz asher nishbati l'hem anuchi ayayimach. In other words, Zechiyas aretz al yidei Hashem. If they do what they're supposed to do when they fight the war, how are they going to be zochet eretz Yisrael? When they do what they're supposed to do, if they don't do what they're supposed to do, then God's not going to be with them to win the war. And in that it says, Atatavias b'nei Yisrael, Chazak v'matki atasavias b'nei Yisrael. In other words, you are the Mevi, you are the Zoches Haaretz l'b'nei Yisrael. Yesh b'chan yan miyuchat shel Chazak v'amatz. You have to be strong and courageous, since the matziv is, Shiev anuchi aya imach. In other words, Shelefi ma shetiyata, Ye imach Hashem, Liskos b'mulchama. According to what you're going to be, God's going to be with you. And if others are in a matzav, a chazak v'matzah, and not you, God's not going to be with them. Because it's all tally in you. You're going to bring the Jewish people to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore you have a special obligation to be in a situation, in a matzav, a chazak v'matzah, when you go out to war. And then Hashem's going to be with you. And you can be zoch in Eretz Yisrael. And this thing and everything is telling Yeshua is what we see here in the Pesukim. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu was the giver of the Torah. And therefore he's told, all right, you're going to serve Avodah Zarah. So Moshe Rabbeinu, Vata Kitzvu Lechem Es Hashira Azos, this should be the aid. Telling the Jewish people that they have to keep the Torah. And Yeshua, you're bringing them to Eretz Yisrael. So therefore you got to be strong and courageous. Because you're the one bringing them to Eretz Yisrael. And in the previous Sukkim says when they go to Eretz Yisrael, they serve idols. But this is all relating to Yeshua and Moshe. Yeshua, because he's the one bringing them to Eretz Yisrael. Never says what's going to happen to Eretz Yisrael. And Baruch Hashem, it's actually before Shin Rashi. In Yoshua, for example, Pasukit, Vayom Hashem Yoshua Kumlech, Rashi says, Amanati lecha b'machan ulo yitzas iman, Vayamati yosher tzim v'sherevim, ke tesed b'shnei tzov v'nei chayimach, ki v'yavu l'fnei amazev v'yun chel ansev, mitech l'fnei matzlich v'mav lo yitzlichu. The hedge exactly what we're saying. Shekan ne'ama, that one's God is going to be with them, if Yehoshua is doing what Hashem says. If you're going out to war, and you're strong, you're courageous, then you're either going to get Eretz Yisrael. And if not, then not. It's all up to you. And now we see later on in Parshas Hanzinu, by Avom Moshe, he cries, called Debra Hashir, was us buzzing me, and was the Am Uvi Hashir, was Shea bin Nun. Rashi says, based on the Sugi and Sotri, Gimel on the base, the Shabbos shall do Zugi Hay, Nadla Rishus Mizev, and Nadla Lazeh. The Shabbos that Moshe Rabbeinu died was a day of duzyugi, two pairs. There was two wise men serving together in one place. Authority was given, was taken from one and given to the other. And the Gemara Sotah says this, not in this pasuk, but in the pasuk of Vayelech Moshe v'Yeshua v'siyatzvo o'mor. Vayelech, that's Dvarim Laman Aleph Yidam. Vayelech Moshe v'Yeshua v'siyatzvo o'mor. Not in the pasuk of Eva Moshe Vayikras Kol Devar Hashir Azaz Bazneyam Uvo Sheh Binun. So Rashi brings the Gemara in Sugya, the Gemara in Sota, and this pasuk in Hazinu 32:44. The Gemara brings it earlier, Devarim 31:14. So why does Rashi write it as Pshat? Vayavo Moshe Vayikras called Devar Hashira Zaspaz Neham Uveoshea Binun. They're just reading the Devar Hashira. Why does that mean that they were both the authority was taken from one and given to the other? It works better with the pasuk the Gemara relates it to. Vayelch Moshe Yishuv Yisatsu Amoid. That they were standing all Amoid, they were both the leader was given, the authority was given from one to the other. So why does Rashi change what the Gemara says? The Gemara makes sense. So the Rashbam writes, when it says Huvo Sheh, Vayavo Moshe Vayikra et kol Divrei Hashira Zot Bozne Am, Huvo Sheh Binun. The Rashbam writes, Shari Shneim Tziva Kadosh Baruch Hu Dusiv Kol Yoshe Vitzatzu Kol Bo Moed Vatzavenu. Because Hashem commanded both of them. And it says, call Yoshua and stand in Ol Moed, and I'll command you. In other words, the tzivui of the Shira is also an Indian, also relates to Yoshua. Like we've been saying, Shat Kamashin Nogea Me Ashira Zol, Mashiach HaKach Be'eretz Yisrael. As much as this is Nogea too, relates to what's going to be in Eretz Yisrael, it's also Shach to Yoshua. And that's the Shabbos of Duzugi, Duzagi. Two pairs. In other words, a Shabbos of two wise men serving together in one place, Moshe and Yoshua. Rashi writes, "Du zugi shnei zug is two pairs, shnei chaverim two friends." I don't know what it says pairs. It's two friends. Rashi explains. First Moshe and then Yoshua. Akopanim, this reading of the Shira relates to Yoshua as well. Because it's talking about going into Eretz Yisrael, what's going to bring you to come into Eretz Yisrael. So it's both. Relates to Moshe because it's Torah, and Moshe represents Torah. And it relates to Yoshua because it's about Eretz Yisrael. And Yoshua is giving, Eretz Yisrael is being given through Yoshua. And therefore it's said through him as well. So now we understand everything relates to what it says in Pasuk Yudalid, Ve'amar Hashem LeYoshua, Ein Kobi Yamecha Lamuz Kras Yoshua, V'Siyatzu Amod V'Atzevenu. Hashem said to Moshe, you're about to die, call Yoshua, stand in Ol Moed and I'll command you. And then Moshe and Yoshua stood at Ol Moed. Because according to what we're saying, everything relates to this Atzevenu. Because afterwards it says what the Jews are going to do, how the Jews are going to go off the derech when they come into Eretz Yisrael. They're going to serve idols. So this relates both to Moshe and to Yoshua, because it relates to Torah and to Eretz Yisrael. Torah was given through Moshe, Eretz Yisrael through Yoshua. And it starts with Ve'omer Hashem Moshe, Hincha Shochi V'Mavusecha. You, Moshe, are going to die, and the nation is going to follow up at Azara. They're going to revoke my covenant, like the Pasuk says. So Yoshua was also told this, because this relates to Eretz Yisrael. And Yoshua is to Eretz Yisrael, Moshe is to Torah. So just like Moshe has to be told, because he's Torah, and they're going against the Torah. So to Yoshua has to be told, because He's the conduit through which they're receiving Eretz Yisrael. And therefore it says, Hine Karba Yomecha Lamus. So you're going to die, and then Yeshua is going to take over. Yeshua is going to be the Hemshech. So therefore, it has to be told to both of them. Moshe and Yeshua. Moshe is the one who gave the Torah, and then he's going to die, and Yeshua is taking over, so it has to be told to him as well. And therefore, he needs the Vatsavenu. Yeshua needs this command. He needs the Zeris to give him the push. Because he's going to be taking over. Now it would appear there's a big difference between what it says in Pasuk Zayin and Pasuk Chav Gimel. Again, Pasuk Zayin it says, "Vayikra Moshe Yehoshua ve'yomer lev lenei kol Yisrael chazak ve'amatz ki ata sabo es ha'am hazeh el ha'aretz asher nishba Hashem la'avosam la'aseis lahem v'ata ta'nchilenu osam." Moshe called to Yehoshua and he said, "Be strong and courageous. You shall go to this people of the land which Hashem has sworn to their fathers to give to them, and you shall cause them to inherit it." That's Pasuk Zayin, Chav Gimel says, Vayitzav Yehoshua ben Nun ve'yomer, Chazak v'amatz ki ata sav yes b'nei Yisrael l'aretz asher nishbati lahem anochi ha'imach. Same type of Pasuk, but we were all made on the various discrepancies between the two Pasukim. And how do we explain these discrepancies that we mentioned before? We're both talking about this Chazak v'amatz. However, to explain, we have to be makdim the kasha the Kli Yakar, where it says in Pasuk Zayin, Vayikra Moshe Yehoshua ve'yomer lo l'nei kol Yisrael, Chazak v'amatz, what does it mean? Lo la'enei kol Yisrael. Did they see the kolos? Should it say, ba'oznei kol Yisrael? They heard it. What do you mean? La'enei kol Yisrael. So it appears what this means is that this tzivu is a hemshech, what if it's a pasuk vav? Chizku v'imtzu al tur ba'ta'atzu b'nei ke Hashem alokecha o'olechim uch la'erpuchav lo'yazveka. In other words, be strong, courageous, don't be afraid, because the enemies, because God's going to be with you, he's not going to leave you, he's not going to be weakened from you. In other words, Hashem is with them to win the war. But they have to be prepared to wage war by not having pachat. And if they're afraid, there's not going to be no berachas Hashem. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, you have to be mischazik, you have to be mis'amitz, le'lochem. Yodem sha'ayelem and itzachem. You have to wage war knowing that you're going to win. Hashem lokecha o'elecha lefenecha lo'erbucha lo'yazveka. God's not going to leave you, but again, you have to do your part by not being afraid. And then we have an additional tzivui, special tzivui to Yeshua, that he's going to be in the Mohammed b'ofen shel chazak v'amatz leni kol Yisrael. Leni kol Yisrael is not in v'yikra Moshe Yehoshua. The Moshe calls Yehoshua. But in chazak v'amatz, it also works that way according to the trap. V'yikra Moshe el Yehoshua v'yomer elav leni kol Yisrael chazak v'amatz. So the first half, Vayomer Elav, Leinei Kol Yisrael, Chazak ve'amatz. So the Leinei Kol Yisrael, the Chazak ve'amatz is going on Leinei Kol Yisrael. The Leinei Kol Yisrael is not Vayikra Moshe Yehoshua. First Vayikra Moshe Yehoshua, and he said to him, Leinei Kol Yisrael, Chazak ve'amatz. In front of all the Jewish people, you should be strong. And the reason you need a special warning, that Yeshua should be chazak mamatz in the eyes of all the Jewish people, that you're the manik, you're going to be bringing them to Eretz Yisrael. They're going to be able to learn from you. So they have to be strong and courageous. So you have to be strong and courageous in order to show them the way. And then they're going to win the war. Like we said before, they have to be strong and courageous. How are they going to be strong and courageous? Because you're strong and courageous. So it emerges according to this, that this warning was coming because of the hashpah that Yeshua's hanhaga, his leadership, is going to have in the Jewish people. And on this we have an additional Azhara. ועזה באה הזהרה נוספת על עניין זה שיש בה זהירוז מיוחד לדבר. הוא שהחזק והמס של יהושע הוא לא רק החתימצי לבני ישראל. So in this you have an additional Azhara that has a special zehirus. That the chazak v'amatz Yehoshu is not just a means for Bnei Yisrael. But they're going to do this ma'isa l'chama. And they have to be in a matzah of a chazak v'amatz in order that they should wage war. They should be strong and courageous. Elahu akoveh at hakol v'asher lefi ma'ashiyah Yehoshua ken yiyah Hashem imam la'atzlicham v'avinat inyan zeh zehruz miyuchad yesh bo l'kayim tzivuy zeh v'ana ma'ash ketav rashi d'ma'ash ketuv v'atzavenu ha'ana v'azarzenu ובעל יפוש שמלאו ציווי, בכוונת רש"י, שמטרת הציווי אינו כדי שיתחייב בזה יהושע. שהוא כבר התחייב בזה בלאו הכי מהציווי שנאמר פסוק ז', אז שמעתי לך שיצא זירוז מיוחד מציווי זה וזירוז הוא קנה, מה שמבואר בפרשה שהתור כלוי בחזק ואמץ של יהושע. In other words, we already have a ציווי earlier. In פסוק ז', we have the ציווי of And that's the echitimtzi. That's the means that the Jewish people are going to be chazak v'amatz. Because Yahushua is. That's pasuk zayin. And then pasuk yud gimel. And then pasuk yud dalet, excuse me. Is the Yom Hashem Moshe and Kobi Yamecha Lamos. You're about to die. Call Yahushua. Stand in Almoyed and I'm going to command him. Vazar Zen Rashi says, I'm going to exhort him. I'm going to give him a push. I'm going to give him some inspiration. Because we already have the commandment of Chazak Vamas. Now it's the Zeirus. That Yahushua should be strong and courageous because it's totally in him. Because it depends on him. He's the leader. If he's strong and courageous, then the people are going to be strong and courageous. But he needs a Zeirus. And it was the command you already had earlier. And now he has a Zeirus, and that's what even Pasuk Chav Gimbo, Yitzav Hashem is Yeshua, V'yom Chazak V'amatz, Yata Savi Es B'nai Yisrael, Aratz Hashem Nishbati Lehem, and Ochi Ha'imach. That's why Rashi says, V'atzavenu Es V'azarzenu. So yeah, it's a tzivui, it's a command, but the purpose isn't just the command, because he was already commanded. If Rashi says, it's V'azarzenu, I'm going to exhort him, I'm going to give him a push. It's all telling in his chazak v'amatz, and now we understand. Where it says the name of the kliyakar. This is pasuk zayin, pasuk chav gimel. Pasuk zayin, we're talking about the behavior of Yehoshua b'zman ha'mulcham b'fnei ha'am. As he goes kapei ha'am and ha'mulcham, l'chein k'tiv chazak v'amatz ki ata tavoa at ha'am hazeh. Enu she'ata namtza b'rosh ha'am and ha'mulcham, u'beglal ha'am chazak v'amatz. So now we can answer the discrepancies between Pesukim, Zion and Chav Gimel. Because Zion is talking about the behavior of Yahushua at the time of Muhammad in front of the nation. So primarily it's relating to the nation, who's waging war. And then it says, Chazak v'amatz ki ata tavoa at ha'am hazeh. In other words, you're at the head of the nation that's waging war. And because of the nation, we want you to be Chazak v'amatz, be strong, courageous. Chazak v'amatz ki ata tavoa at ha'am hazeh. You're bringing them in, so because of the nation, you should be strong. But in Patzal Chav Gim, we're talking about the Chalos Chia b'Eretz Yisrael that's going to be through Yahushua. We're meriting Eretz Yisrael through Yahushua, and that's because they're B'nai Yisrael. In other words, Pasuk Zayin, it says Ha'am. Patzal Chav Gim, it says B'nai Yisrael. What's the difference? Because in Pasuk Zayin, we're talking about the nation. You're going to bring this nation, a nation that's waging war, and it's telling your Chazak V'amatz. Therefore, you should be strong and courageous because you're leading this nation. And the nation needs your encouragement. It needs your strength and courage. Pasuk Chav Gimel, we're talking about meriting Eretz Yisrael. Why are you meriting Eretz Yisrael? Because you're the Jewish people. If it is B'nai Yisrael, V'lechen k'siv, ki atah savi es B'nai Yisrael. That's why it says the sons of Israel. Because here we're talking about the Chalos Sechi in Eretz Yisrael. Chalos Chi in Eretz Yisrael is because they're B'nai Yisrael. As Zion, we're talking about waging the war with the nation. Be strong in front of the nation and courageous in front of the nation. They need you to do that in order to win the war. As Chav Gimel was talking about meriting Eretz Yisrael, there it's B'nai Yisrael. Also in Pasuk Zion, it says, El Aretz Hashem Shbati La'Voisim. Pasuk Chav Gimel says, El Aretz Hashem Shbati Lahem. זה פועל יוצאו מהשינוי שישנו לגבי העם ובני ישראל. שכאשר כתוב העם, שינו את יחסות אלינו כבני ישראל, נאמר שתהיה מלחמת העם לזכות בארץ שנשבע השם לאבותם לתת להם. והיינו שסיבת מלחמת העם היא, כיוון שישנה שבועה שהייתה לאבותם לתת להם את זה את הארץ. ובסוף חב ג' כתוב בני ישראל מדבר על המציאות שממנה באה הזכייה, שום מה שהם בני ישראל. נאמר פסוק רק שיותם בני ישראל הוא סיבה לזכייה כיוון שהייתה שבועה להם. נאמר בני ישראל בתורת עם ישראל לזכות בארץ. So the difference between Pasuk Zayin and Pasuk Chav Gimel, one says, Pasuk Zayin says, Asher Nishbati La'Avosam, and Pasuk Chav Gimel says, Ha'aretz Asher Nishbati La'hem, is a poliotze, is an outcome from what it says, Le'gabei Am Ebnei Yisrael. Since the Pasuk Zayin says Am, it says Asher Nishbati La'Avosam. Since it says in Pasuk Chav Gimel, Asher Nishbati La'hem, Ebnei Yisrael, it says Asher Nishbati La'hem. In other words, when it says Ha'am, it's not talking about how it says B'nai Israel. It tells us that there's going to be a war of the nation to be Zoche in the land that Hashem swore to their fathers to give them. In other words, the reason of the war of the Am of the nation is since there is a Shavuah to their forefathers to give this nation the land. But it's Katzuch of Gim, we're talking about B'nai Israel, that's Lashon Katzuch of Gim, it's B'nai Israel. And it's talking about the reality from which they are meriting Eretz Yisrael, because they're B'nai Yisrael. Pasuk Zayin is talking about the war. They're waging the war because they're a nation whose forefathers were promised Eretz Yisrael. Pasuk Chaf Gimel, it's talking about why they're meriting Eretz Yisrael. Why are they meriting Eretz Yisrael? Because they're B'nai Yisrael. That's the reason they're meriting Eretz Yisrael. And for the Shavuah is telling them, why are they meriting Eretz Yisrael? Because they're B'nai Yisrael. Why are they waging a war? They're waging a war because they are the children of those who were promised Eretz Yisrael. That's why they're waging the war. That's the Sibas Melchemes Ha'am. Because it's a Shavuah to their Rabbis. Since it's a Shavuah to their Rabbis, they have to wage this war. But Chav Gimel is talking about the Metzias from which they are meriting Eretz Yisrael. What's the reality which gives them Eretz Yisrael? Answer. That they are B'nai Yisrael. Since they're B'nai Yisrael, they're the Jewish people, therefore they get Eretz Yisrael. And therefore there's an emphasis on B'nai Yisrael and not the Am. That the land was given, like the Pasuk says, El Eretz Asher Nishbati Lahem, I swore to them. It was, why are they meriting Eretz Yisrael? Because they are B'nai Yisrael. Notice there was a Shavuah to them, B'nai Yisrael, B'tarah is Am Yisrael, B'zoch and Eretz Yisrael. So since in Pasuk Chaf Gimel, the emphasis is on the fact that they're B'nai Yisrael, the Melech says the Shavuah was to them. That's why there's Zoch and Eretz Yisrael. Pasuk Zayin, the emphasis is on the war they're waging. They're waging a war, less because they're B'nai Yisrael, they're Jewish people, but more because their Avos were promised Eretz Yisrael, so they have to wage war. We also understand why it says in Pasuk Zayin, Vatantan Chileno Osam. Pasuk Chaf Gimel, it says, and it doesn't say Vatantan Chileno Osam in Pasuk Chaf Gimel. Only in Pasuk Zayin. And you shall cause them to inherit it, you shall bequeath it to them. It's based on what we explained, not that it says Vatantan Chileno Osam. It only relates to Pasuk Zayin. That Yeshua is their head, and the Ma'ase Zechi in Eretz Yisrael. And that's expressed in the war, and the outcome of the war, which is the bequeathing of Eretz Yisrael. I think it was done by Yeshua, but in Pasuk Chaf Gimel. But in Pasuk Chaf Gimel, that the Pasuk is not coming to explain that he is their head. And Yeshua is the head of the Jewish people. That's Pasuk Zayin. Pasuk Chaf Gimel is just telling us that the Zechiyah B'Melchama is going to be through him. אז אין עניין לבאר את זה אלא כלפי המלחמה עצמה. ומשום כך לא כתוב אלא כי אתה תביא את העם הזה. In other words, Pasuk Zion is emphasizing that you're their head. Never vatantan chilen osam. You're going to bequeath them Eretz Yisrael. Pasuk Chav Gimel is just saying that they're going to be zochen Eretz Yisrael through you. Therefore, it just says ki ata savi es bnei Yisrael la'aretz asher nishbati lahem. Anochi eimach. They're going to wage war. You're going to lead them in war. Not that you're their head. When it's more emphasizing that you're their head, you're their leader. Like it is in Pasuk Zion, it says, Vata tanchileno osam. That's not the emphasis in Pasuk Chav Gimel. Therefore, it doesn't say Vata tanchileno osam. Only in Pasuk Zion. All it's in Pasuk Chav Gimel is, they're going to win the war, they're going to win the war through you. And therefore, it doesn't have to say Vata tanchileno osam. Tanchileno osam is primarily saying that you're going to bequeath the Eretz Yisrael because you're their leader. Therefore, it's shayach to Pasuk Zion. From Pasuk Chav Gimel, it only says Ki Ata Savi Asamzi, you're going to bring them in. You're going to help them wage the war. You're going to lead them in war. Not that you're their leader and therefore they're getting Eretz Yisrael through you. That's Pasuk Zion. And therefore it says Pasuk Ches is a Hemshech and Pasuk Zion. Pasuk Ches it says Hu Aleich Lefanecha. Here it said that the derech and the chizik to be mekayim the tzibur chazak v'amatz is by the knowledge that Hashem is holich lefanecha. Like it does in pasuk vav, chizku v'imtzu al tira v'atartu v'bneim ki Hashem alokecha ho aleich imach lo yerbucha v'lo yazveka. But in pasuk chav gimel, it doesn't say this tosef is chizik to be mekayim the tzibur chazak v'amatz. We already have this in pasukim zayin and ches. Where it says God's going before you. All we have is another yisod that's mechayev the inyanu chazak v'amatz of Yehoshua. And that's v'anuchi yeh imach. It's all taloi in you. That's why I have in Pasuk Chav Gimel. Yitzav yismot Yehoshua, yitzav it's Yehoshua, v'inun, v'yom chazak v'amatz, why? Ki atasev yismot yisod asher nishbat v'anuchi yeh imach. I'm going to be with you. And that's the reason to be Chazak V'amatz. In Pasuk Zion, we have the Chazak V'amatz. Because Hashem is going to wage war for you. In Pasuk Chav Gimel, the Chazak V'amatz is that it's Talui in you, Yehoshua. And Uchei Ha'imach. I'm going to be with you. It's telling your behavior. If you're brave, and you're going to win. If not, not. In other words, that's what we said before, that it's all telling Yeshua. We're only going to be Zoche Yeshua's Chazak V'amatz. And we learned earlier that Yeshua has to be Chazak V'amatz is in order to inspire the Jewish people. But they shouldn't be weakened because Hashem is with them. If Yeshua is strong, they're going to see that. That's Le'enei Kol Yisrael. Ve'ikra Moshe Yeshua ve'emelo Le'enei Kol v'enei Kol Yisrael. That you should be strong, and if you're strong, then if they see that, then they're also going to be, they're also not going to be fearful. That's Pasuk Zion. And Pasuk Chav Gimel is saying that it's all Talui in you. You want to be Zoch, you want there to be a Chalos Chi in Eretz Yisrael, it's Talui in you. It depends on your behavior, that you're Chazak V'amatz, that you're strong. V'anuchi Eimach, kol Talui B'cha. So in Pasuk Zion we have Atah Tanchilena Osam. You're going to bequeath them Eretz Yisrael. Because you're their Rosh, you're their leader. And you have to be strong to inspire them to be courageous because Hashem is with you. And if you're courageous, they'll see that and they'll be courageous. And they'll be Zochen Eretz Yisrael. And then we have Pasuk Chav Gimel, which tells again Chazak V'amatz, because you're the leader. And it's all telling you. I'm going to be with you. It's telling you if you're courageous. You're going to win. If not, not. In the Sugya in Sanhedrin and Avches, we ask the Kasha in the Sugya, and we saw that Moshe Rabbeinu apparently sang differently than Hashem. So again, the Yisod HaInyan is that Pasuk Zion is talking about the Yoshua being the head of the nation. He's waging war, and Meili has to be courageous, and then the other could be courageous, and then Hashem will be with them. And Pasuk Chaf Gimel is talking about the Chalos Chibar Yisrael, which is through Yoshua. And that Chalos, that's why it says in Pasuk Zion Ha'am and Pasuk Chaf Gimel B'nai Yisrael. Pasuk Zion is talking about they're waging war as a nation. And Pasuk Chaf Gimel, it says B'nai Yisrael, that's why they're being Zoch in Eretz Yisrael, because they're B'nai Yisrael. And that's why it says Shua was to them, because their own merit is B'nai Yisrael. Kopanim we had in Sanhedrin, that Moshe Rabbeinu said is apparently different than Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu said, take Eitzah from this Canaan. And Hashem says, no, knock on their head, knock them up upside the head, so to speak, and do what you have to do, you're the leader. If Pshat is that Yoshua has to act in a certain way and they're going to follow him, so then he has to be close to the nation. That's what it says, Es Ha'am. Shu'im Ha'am. What do you mean, Es Ha'am? Im Ha'am, he's with the nation. In other words, he's Meshatev the Zekanim, where the representatives of the nation. And he's going with the Datam Vatsasam. And that's the way he's connected to the nation. And that's what we have in Pasuk Zion. Vayikra Moshe liYoshua v'yamri lav nani koysoch hazak v'mat ki ata sabu asam etzeh al aretz shenishba Hashem la'avosim l'tzeislam ki ata sabu asam etzeh aray at heoli mama hadein. You're going to go with the nation. In other words, take counsel. Moshe amar liYoshua is kenim shebedorei mine. Hakol fi datan v'atzos and take counsel with them. Take counsel with them, because you're with them. You're with this nation. You're going to go with the nation. You're going to go together with them. Therefore, you should take counsel, because you're connected to the Am. And that's all, like the Mizrahi says, that's an Eitzah. The Mekayim Tzibu that it says in Pasuk Zion. In other words, in Pasuk Zion, we're talking about Moshe Yoshua. He's leading. He's the leader of the nation, and therefore they're going to see him, and they have to also be brave. If he's brave, they're going to be brave. That's Pasuk Vav. Chizku v'imtzu. Be brave, Jewish people. Tell about don't be afraid of them, because God is with you. And then Hashem says to Yeshua, you should also not be afraid, because they're going to see you, and they're not going to be afraid, because you're their leader. And therefore it says, im take Eitzah from the Zekanim, because you're connected to the nation. That's all Pasuk Zion. And then we get the Pasuk Chav Gimel. Ve'yetzav is Yoshua binun ve'yom chazak ve'amatz ketasav v'yis b'nei Yisrael al aretz asher nishbati lehem anochi ya'imach. Hare nitber she'ikaro she'rak Yoshua hu azuche be'eretz Yisrael. Right, we are saying in Pasuk Chav Gimel that they're being zoche in Eretz Yisrael through Yoshua binun. Talking about the chaloi zechi in Eretz Yisrael through Yoshua binun. Pasuk Zayin is talking about the Mulchama, that he's leading them in war. He's their Rosh. And Pasuk Chaf Gimel is talking about the Chalos Zechi in Eretz Yisrael, like we've been emphasizing, hopefully making clear. And therefore here it says in Pasuk Chaf Gimel that Yoshua is the Zoch in Eretz Yisrael. He's the Bailam on the Zechi in Eretz Yisrael. In other words, he has no koach with the others. He himself alone is the Bailam. The whole Zechi in Eretz Yisrael is his. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu, Torah was given through Moshe Rabbeinu, Eretz Yisrael was given through Yoshua. And therefore it says a different lesson here. Ki ata savi es b'nei Yisrael. You're going to bring. What does it say earlier on? Ki ata savo. You're going to go with them. Savo es hamazeh imam. You're going to go with them. And then Vayter it says, ki ata savi. Vayter and Pasuk Chav Gimel, you're going to bring them. Al korchem. That's God speaking. Toma kel, take a stick and hit him on the head. One leader of the nation, not two. So therefore it says, Ki atas savi. So when we're talking about waging the war, so that you're doing together with the nation. You're their head and you're going together with them. So take Eitzah from the Zekanim. We're talking about the Chalos Chin Eretz Yisrael. That's just you. Ki Atah Savi. Tol Makel V'Hakei HaKod Kodem. Makel's like Koach. The Koach is yours, Yoshua. You're not two Kochos. Dabro Chad Lador V'in Shnei Dabrim Lador. And that's what Rashi says. Tavi Al Korcham Atol Kol Toli B'cha. In other words, the Bailus is only his and the Mail is only Toli in him. And that's all copy the Koach. What about the Lamaisa, the Befoal, of doing it? For that you go together with the nation. The Lamaisa shall Nitzul Koach. And that it says the Pasuk Zayin, be Poel with the Zekanim. And therefore, if you're Poel with the Zekanim, there'll be more of an Inyan of Chazak Umas L'Enei Kol Yisrael. They'll see that you're brave, you're connected to the nation, and they'll be brave. There's no steer at all. You wanted to say there's a steer between Zayin and Chav Gimel? Is the Yeshua supposed to do it alone or together with the Zekanim? It's both true. When it comes to the Lemaisa, he's together with the Zekanim, so the Jewish people see him and they take inspiration that they're also Chazak V'amatz, and therefore they're not going to be afraid and they're going to win the war. That's Pasuk Zayin, that's Yeshua as the leader of the Jewish people. So bring in the Zekanim as representatives of the nation, be connected to the nation. And that's also, again, the Lashon of Pasuk Zayin. It says, Ki Atah Savu Es Ha'am Hazeh, the nation. You're their leader. And you're bringing this nation as a nation into the land that God swore to their fathers. That's why they're going in, because God swore to their fathers. That's why they're waging this war. And you're going to cause them to inherit them because you're their leader. You're the Rosh Lebnei Israel. And then in Pasuk Chav Gimel, it says, Ki Atah Savi. Not with them alone, because here we're talking about the Chalos Chin Eretz Israel. And that's through you. The Koach to be Zoch in Eretz Israel is through you. And again, in this pasuk it says, Ki Atah Savi es B'nei Yisrael. Why are they Zoch in Eretz Yisrael through you? Because they're B'nei Yisrael. That's why they have a Chalos Chi in Eretz Yisrael, because they're B'nei Yisrael. And the pasuk says, V'anuchi Ye'ya Imach. I'm going to be with you because it's all Talu in you. Because the Chalos Chi is through you. So if you're Chazak V'amatz, you're going to get it, and if not, not. So Baruch Hashem, we answered all the kashas. V'advar me'irim kesapirim, Baruch Hashem. It's nifla noid. We understand what's the... First there was a tzibui, there's a tzibui chazak v'amatz, and there's that savenu v'zarzenu. Since we already have a tzibui, so this tzibui is just to be mezarei than the previous tzibui. Now there's going to be this change of power. Now Yeshua is going to take over, cross Yeshua. You as the giver of the Torah, Yeshua as the giver of Eretz Yisrael. And stand in Amor and I'll be mitzvah you. And then we have the whole parasha of the Jews going off and serving of Avodah Zarah. That's Yeshua and Moshe both have to know about that. Moshe, because they're going off from the Torah, Yeshua, because this is going to happen in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, Moshe was told in Pasuk Yetzer to write down the Shira as an aid. And then Vayetir, it says, Ki avienu al adam asher nishbati lav osof. That relates to Yeshua. And then in Chof Gimel, Vayitzav is Yeshua binun veyomer. Chazak veamatz. Again, this Vayitzav is telling him, the Chazak V'amatz is the one who's responsible. It's up to you. If you're Chazak V'amatz, you're going to get it. If not, not. Previously, we were talking about the whole Jewish nation. You have to be an example for them. They should be strong, and then God's going to be with them. And here it's talking to Yeshua, because the Chalos Chi is through him. And therefore, he has to be strong. And he has to know that he has personal responsibility, because he's Ki Atah Savi Es B'nei Yisrael. I hope it was clear. Anybody who wants to, something isn't clear, you can always contact me. And we should be zochem Yetz Hashem to see many, many more neflos mitaris Hashem. And what's important about this shiurim, I believe, is not only the mahalach we get in the parasha, but just an approach to learning Chumash, being medayik in every word, and seeing how psukim seem to repeat themselves but really aren't, seeing the different layers of meaning in the text. It's mamish pilei plus. Thank you for listening, and Yetz Hashem, hopefully we'll revisit this parasha. Shalom, shalom.